This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak informs House of Representatives about damage caused by flood in Raswa. Disaster Executive Council decides to provide relief of 2,000 rupees each to families of those who lost their lives in flood. Preliminary studies suggest glacial lake outburst resulted in the sudden flood in Lindey and Kerung rivers. And Hamas agrees to release 10 captives as Israeli attacks killed 74 people in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has briefed the House of Representatives on the extensive human and physical damage caused by the recent Potekosi flood in Raswa Gadi Ward 2 of Gosaikunda Rural Municipality. Updating Parliament on the disaster, Minister Lekhak said that 19 people remain missing, including 2 Nepal police personnel, 11 Nepali civilians and 6 Chinese nationals, whereas 30 individuals have been rescued by a Nepal Army helicopter. A total of 682 security personnel have been deployed in the search operation, including members from the Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force. The Home Minister shared that Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli personally visited the flood-affected area and later chaired a meeting of the National Council for Disaster Risk Reduction and Management. The meeting resulted in several key decisions focused on rescue, relief and response. The Home Minister also announced plans to coordinate with China to investigate the cause of the sudden flood and emphasized strengthening the early warning system, especially during the ongoing monsoon season. Members of the House expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and property and urged the government to intensify search efforts and adopt diplomatic measures to prevent future transboundary disasters. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives has passed the amendment made by the National Assembly to the Constitutional Council Function Duties, Powers and Procedures First Amendment Bill 2079 BS. The bill, now approved by both houses, is set to enter the verification process. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for July 13. The government has decided to provide relief to the families of those who lost their lives in the recent flood in Raswa district, as well as to arrange treatment for the injured. At a press briefing organized yesterday at Singha Darbar to provide updates on the flood and damage in Raswa, Executive Chief of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority NDRRMA Dinesh Prasad Patta stated that the Disaster Executive Council has decided to provide relief of 200,000 rupees to each bereaved family and to arrange medical treatment for the injured through the Ministry of Health. The authority also stated that the sudden flood that occurred on the morning on the 8th of July in the Lindey and Kerung rivers of Raswa was not caused by heavy rainfall but is preliminary believed to have resulted from a glacial lake outburst. Meteorologists have suspected that the outburst of glacial lakes in the upper area of Raswa or in Chinese territory could have triggered the flood in Lindey, Potekosi and Trisuli rivers, as there were no heavy rainfall in Nepal and China's territory. Hydrologist and Chief of Flood Forecasting Section of the Department Vinod Parajuli said that a large accumulation of snow or ice might have temporarily affected the river's flow and later burst, suddenly surging the river. The weather station in Raswa showed that there was light rainfall in Raswa district between Monday and Tuesday. Likewise, International Center for Integrated Mountain Development EC Mode also said that cloud cover have obstructed analysis of satellite images. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said that dense cloud formation has hindered taking clear images of places surrounding Nepal and China border with the help of satellite, thereby making it more difficult to assess the situations on the ground. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to accelerate rescue and relief efforts in the aftermath of the devastating Bhote Kosi flood. In a press release issued by NHRC yesterday, the commission called for swift action to locate those missing in the flood and to ensure free and reliable medical treatment for the injured. The NHRC also demanded appropriate compensation for the families of those who lost their lives and relief support for the affected households. The commission has warned the authorities to remain vigilant against possible human rights violations during the disaster response. Visiting Raswa to monitor the situation on the ground, the NHRC expressed appreciation for the efforts of security forces and agencies working to minimize loss of life and property. Newly appointed Vice Chancellor of the Tribhuvan University, Professor Dr. Deepak Aryal, took oath of office and secrecy before Prime Minister and TU Chancellor K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday. At a program organized at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar yesterday, Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Aryal took the oath of office and secrecy. Pro-Chancellor and Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Panta, among others, were present on the occasion. Guru Purnima, Teachers' Day, is being observed across the country today. The day that falls on the full moon day of the Ashad month in the lunar calendar is marked by paying respect and expressing gratitude to the gurus or teachers. On the day, people, especially students, pay respect to gurus or teachers for imparting their teachings and education. They also offer garlands and delicacies to gurus or teachers and receive blessings from them. The persons who remove the darkness of ignorance by the light of knowledge are termed a guru according to the theology, and the day is most important in the Eastern tradition. French ambassador to Nepal Virginie Courtville paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramsahaya Prasad Yadav yesterday. During the meeting held at the Vice President's office, the two discussed the matters relating to Nepal-France bilateral relations, various dimensions of partnership and potential areas for future cooperation. Recalling the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries in 1949, the Vice President praised France for its adherence to the values of liberty, equality and fraternity. In response, Ambassador Courtville said that France-Nepal relations are rooted in fraternal love, shared goals and mutual understanding. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. In a significant development, Hamas has announced its agreement to release 10 Israeli captives as part of ongoing efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza. According to the Al Jazeera, the group, however, described the negotiations as tough, citing Israel's inflexibility for the challenges in reaching a final agreement. The talks led by key mediators Qatar and the United States face major hurdles, including the need for uninterrupted humanitarian aid, the withdrawal of Israeli forces and solid guarantees for a lasting ceasefire. Hamas official Tahir al-Nunu said the group has shown flexibility to stop what he termed genocide, ensure the dignified delivery of aid and push forward toward a permanent end to the war. He emphasized that Israeli troop withdrawal zones must be carefully designated to avoid disrupting Palestinian lives and to pave the way for further negotiations. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed cautious optimism, saying there is a very good chance for a ceasefire agreement to be reached this week or next. Meanwhile, Israeli forces reportedly killed at least 74 people in Gaza yesterday, highlighting the urgent need for a resolution. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces and a few places of rest of the parts of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at one or two places in the high, hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak informs House of Representatives about damage caused by flood in Raswa. Disaster Executive Council decides to provide relief of 200,000 rupees each to families of those who lost their lives in flood. Preliminary studies suggest glacial lake outburst resulted in sudden flood in Lenle and Kerung rivers. And Hamas agrees to release 10 captives as Israeli attacks kill 74 people in Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.